On August 20th, the TV network known as Current became Al Jazeera America. The network, owned by the government of Qatar, bought Current for about $500 million. One of the Al Jazeera America domestic news bureaus is in Detroit, which has been placed in the hands of former WDIV reporter B.C. Onalieri. Current state Scott Pohl spoke with her about the challenge of launching a news bureau for a foreign-owned television network in the Motor City. She says Detroit's bankruptcy and the mayor's race will not be the only stories she'll cover.
Detroit is very, very unique right now in that this bankruptcy filing is attracting a lot of national attention. But it's not just, my focus just isn't here on Detroit. My focus is also on parts of Ohio, parts of Indiana and Pennsylvania. So you mentioned the whole mayoral race in Detroit. That hasn't so much gotten a lot of interest so far from the folks, you know, from the headquarters. But I think it's a very interesting race, and I'm definitely keeping a close eye on what's going on.
Well, having covered Detroit for local television, WDIV, I wanted to ask you about the differences that you might be seeing in covering Detroit for local television as opposed to coverage for a nationwide network. So it sounds to me like your work will be a bit more regional than it was when you were covering the city of Detroit. Would that be right?
Right, yes. A bigger area to cover at this point. One thing that I think that I'll have an opportunity to do a little bit more of compared to when I was doing local news is that AJAM, which is the nickname, they're really into storytelling from the community's perspective. And so I feel like I'll have an opportunity to do more of those types of stories, stories from the people, by the people, if that makes any sense.
Human interest stories?
Human interest, yes. More how a story on a national scale may impact, you know, someone from Detroit's, living on Detroit's east side.
If your area of coverage goes into northern Ohio and northern Indiana, does that mean time on the road, for instance, occasionally when a story calls for that?
Yes, that's my understanding is that, yeah, I will be logging a lot of time on the road. The furthest that I've been so far, I've just started a couple weeks ago with the network, but the furthest I've been so far was Kalamazoo. I was there to cover an Occupy protest.
So maybe we'll see you in Lansing sometime.
Oh, yeah, I'll be all over Grand Rapids, Flint, wherever the big story is of today. I'll be there.
How big is the Al Jazeera America Detroit Bureau? I guess I'm curious about your office space, studio space, what kind of equipment you have, how big the personnel staff is in Detroit. Can you shed some light on that for me?
Sure. We are going to be headquartered in the Guardian Building in downtown Detroit. We'll be on the 38th floor. Right now, we're still in the process of moving in, but there will be an office space there as well as a studio. When it comes to staff, as it stands right now, it's myself. There's a producer, and there's also a photojournalist as well. But there's definitely room in that office for growth. So I imagine as time goes on that there will be more people added to staff.
And in the current journalistic atmosphere, the resume machines are going to start cranking up as soon as people hear that, I suspect.
I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, it's really an exciting time. When it comes to, you asked about technology or equipment, we have, the photographer has all the lighting equipment and the cameras and the editing equipment, not the computers. There will be, as you mentioned, there will be a studio there in the office with the camera set up as well. But yeah, that's basically what I know right now.
You mentioned the story that you've worked on in Kalamazoo. Can you give me one or two other examples of stories that you have already packaged for Al Jazeera America or that you're working on now?
Yes. I've done a couple pieces. Most recently, I did a piece on the Heidelberg Project, the outdoor art display on Detroit's east side. I also did a story as well talking about Detroit's bankruptcy, but in light of that, there are new businesses popping up in the city. So I profiled the Shinola Watch and Bike Factory in the New Center area in Detroit. And right now, I'm trying to address, I'm working on a story about the stray dog issue in Detroit. And I'm also looking into a new healthcare initiative that the Big Three automakers are trying out.
I wanted to ask you how your former colleagues and friends and family have responded to this move in your career going to work for Al Jazeera America. What are you hearing from the people around you?
You know, I've gotten a lot of support, both with my former colleagues and with my family and friends. Many times people, you know, they will ask me questions about Al Jazeera. Some people have said, oh, it's scary, or, you know, they have questions about, you know, the negative perception that the network has among some people. But I explain to them what type of organization, you know, this is. It's about, you know, hard-hitting investigative journalism, in-depth reporting, human interest stories. And people, once I explain, I even, you know, direct them to the Al Jazeera website, and it seems that, you know, then they kind of soften a bit and they're like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. I didn't know this. So I think that there's a learning curve with some people, but overall the support has been very overwhelming. It's been good. It's been positive for me.
I wanted to ask you if you had any reservations about working for Al Jazeera America.
No, I didn't at all. I have a lot of people, mentors in the television news business who, you know, of course I turned to, you know, when this opportunity presented itself. And I also did my own homework, but no, I was never cautious about it at all. I knew going in what I was getting into.
What would your message be to viewers who maybe initially are put off by the notion of watching a network with an Arabic name? I imagine some people maybe aren't even going to give the network a chance. Is there any way to attract viewers like that who otherwise might just say, Al Jazeera America, I'm not even going to try to watch that? What would you say to people like that?
Right. I understand there's a negative perception, but I believe the viewers who are on the fence just give Al Jazeera America a try. They just might be pleasantly surprised by what they see. As I mentioned, I joined the team because of AJAM's dedication to solid fact-based journalism, and that's something that I was taught back in college, and those are the principles that I stand by when I approach a story. So I think that if people at least give it a try, they could walk away with something more than what they thought initially. So I think that it's worth trying at least once.
What's your initial thought as a viewer? I'm sure you've been watching the network, the shows you're not even involved in, the prime time lineup. What do you think?
So far, I'm very, very impressed. One of my favorite programs on the network right now is America Tonight. And I have seen some really incredible storytelling. The series on the violence in Chicago has really caught my interest, as well as there's another report about the population, the prison population in New Orleans. And boy, was that, it was just very eye-opening on how they were able to really get inside the story. For example, on the Chicago story, the reporter was in a house with alleged gang members. And these members had their faces hidden with shirts, and they had these, you know, assault rifles and guns and weapons. And, you know, I was just thinking, like, wow, that just blew me away to be, you know, that close to the story is something else.
What are you hearing about the availability of the network? Are providers giving it to their viewers? And one other thing while you're answering that I would like to ask about, for instance, I'm a customer of one of the satellite providers, and it's not in HD on my television. What are you hearing about its availability around the country?
I'm hearing that this network is available in a little over 40 million homes across the country. I know that Al Jazeera America is still trying to work out some things with other cable providers. Other than that, you know, I have friends who, if they have Comcast and if they have a certain package with Comcast, then they can see the network. But then I have other people who are having problems because they don't have, you know, A, B, or C cable provider. When it comes to HD, it's funny you bring that up. I didn't notice right offhand, but I did have a couple friends tell me, like, is it going to be in HD? Because it looks now, it's not in HD. But I couldn't tell you what the plans are with that down the line.
Aside from the content, if you're used to watching HD television, it's a bit jarring and difficult to watch something that isn't in HD. BC Onoli Erie, thank you and good luck.
All right, thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure talking to you.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.